Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you,
Lord. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends in Christ, if we could recall, a couple of days ago, we read in the Gospel when a man whose child was sick, and he brought the child to the disciples that they may pray for the child. And he prayed for the child, and the child couldn't, receive healing. Then Jesus was coming down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and saw them arguing, and he asked them, "What is going on here?" And the man said, "Oh, I brought my child for your disciples to pray for my child." And they prayed, but the child was not healed. And Jesus commanded the demon in this child to get away. And the child was healed. Then when Jesus and the disciples got home, they were asking him, "Why is it that we could not heal this child?" And Jesus told them that such people with such kind of troubles, for you to heal them, you must fast and pray. That was what he taught him. So today in the Gospel, John, one of the disciples, saw someone who was praying for a sick person, and they tried to stop him. Now, trying to stop him could be because John and his brothers felt, if they who are the disciples could not perform such miracle, how come another person is doing that? So, in trying to read meaning or trying to interpret this gospel, we have to weigh it in two ways. One, it could be that John was trying to prevent this person, to make this person understand that, it is the prerogative of the disciples and Jesus to pray for the sick. That's one way. The other way, it could be as a result of spiritual greed. He doesn't want any other person to come in to do the work of the disciples. So when we try to weigh it in both ways, the bottom line, or what we can learn from this gospel this morning, is number one, no one is a custodian of God's spiritual gift. That we are disciples doesn't mean that every gift is given to us alone. There are other people who may not be in our religion, but they have the gifts of healing. So we have to learn how to accommodate and not being spiritually great, or not thinking that, ours is the best. We have to have this sense of welcoming. That's one message. Number two, we have to also recognize the gifts that others have. Because there are so many gifts. And God gave each one of us according to his prerogative. This person might be a preacher. The other person might be a healer. The other person might be whatever it is. We have to recognize that we have so many gifts, but one giver. So, we have the same God. And we should be happy that God shared these gifts to so many people. So that if I am working from my own end, this person is doing his own job from his own end, we now come together as members of the family of God. The other thing we have to learn. Now we read, the disciples saw someone whom they did not know casting out demons. Remember, this happened when the church was not structured as it is. So we should, because this happened, shouldn't give us the power. Oh, if we see someone who is possessed by the demon, we'll go to cast it. No. There is order. There is order in the church. There are certain prayers for exorcism that are meant for exorcists. And exorcists are priests who have the authority from the bishop to be praying for people who are possessed by the demons. Because there are some demons that are very aggressive, that if we do not have the capacity and we go to pray for someone who is possessed by the demon, that demon might leave the person and come to live in us. So my dear friends in Christ, this gospel reminds us the importance of embracing our brothers and sisters, doing good for those that need our help without discrimination. Let us pray in this Mass today that God will give us the grace to continue to do good, to extend this goodness and mercy that Jesus brought to humanity.